If you could be either God's worst enemy or nothing, which would you choose? We're the middle children of history. We have no special purpose or place, and unless we get God's attention, we have no hope of damnation or redemption. Which is worse, hell or nothing? Burn the museums. Wipe your ass with the Mona Lisa. This way, at least God'll know your name.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Rolling.
The movie will begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. The program for this evening is not new. You've seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on? Is everybody in? Everybody in? Everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Brainwashing.
Cult, yes, the power that is.
Nail it down, strap it down, or they'll grab it. If they can't take it home, they'll burn it. If they can't burn it, they'll fuck it.
I am the fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I judge.
Yelly, yelly.
Wow.
So it's like this.
Okay. Well, here's the deal this week. Yes, time to crack your Dr. Pepper and realize that it is time once again for another great issue of brainwashing. You know it is a good thing to be. So here we are. Once again, back is the inevitable. And you got to know that we got a lot of stuff we're talking about this week. I'm going to need a paper towel because I just spilled the Soria. Okay. Over here at Sumerians, we're making our plans for world and global domination. And now you are, in fact, tuning in to the sound of my voice. And like a Southern Baptist preacher, I will waver my voice unto which the jurisdiction. Shit like that. I don't know. I can never rhyme when I'm doing that Southern Baptist thing. No, they should have like Southern Baptist preacher rap. That would be the evolution of religion, wouldn't it? Dr. Pepper. So, crack one open and let's sit down and talk about some shit. We've got a lot of stuff to cover this week. Yes. Yes, we do. Last 2 weeks, we've had a lot of stuff going on. Now, I've had a lot of people come with me and, I had an email. I haven't had a lot of people. I always say that. That's my cover, you know? That's my cover. I sit there and I say, I've had a lot of people who say this shit, you know? Oh, you know, a lot of people ask me when I've had like one request and I don't want to sing it out. But I've had some concerns voiced to me, which will remain nameless. Everybody probably knows anyway, but there's a few things we got to get over here, and I'm going to read some concerns that have been sent me by more than one person, actually, so we're okay. Concern number one, some members will treat your words as near dogma. If ever someone feels they're not allowed to disagree with you, then something is horribly wrong. When someone is not allowed to speak their mind, or if they're too afraid or fear banishment or some other punishment, then something is wrong. I think a lot of effort should be put stressed in the fact that people should be allowed to speak their own mind, even if this is especially different from others' opinions. I know that you stress this fact continually, and that is good, but more effort should be directed to this because I've seen bullshit already along the lines of kick happy off. Just because someone says Sean Kennedy is a fucking stupid piece of shit doesn't mean they should be kicked off the IRC. Well, okay, it's kind of like this. Everybody in cult are friends, okay? We're all friends. Everybody who joins cult says to me when they send that application, they go, hey, you know what, Sean? I think you're fucking cool. I listen to Rant Radio. I listen to you on Rant Radio. I like your ideas. I read your questionnaire. I know where you're coming from. And you know what? The world needs more people like you. I think you rule. Okay? Now, on one hand, people should be able to say what they want. And absolutely, absolutely, I think people should be allowed to not like me. Okay? But if they can go into a chat room, an IRC room, and say, hey, I think Sean Kennedy's a fucking dink. They're free to do that. They can say that, you know, they think I'm a dink. That's fine. Okay? But everybody else in the chat room is free to go, fuck you, Sean the Dink, I'll kick your ass, okay? Because that's the way they feel about it. Conflict is a normal thing. There's always going to be conflict. I happen to be patient zero. I happen to be the guy who's quasi-leading this fucking dogmatic motley crew motherfucker. And, well, that's the way it is. If people are going to sit there and kick your ass out for saying I'm a fucknuts, oh well. And if you really think I'm a fucknuts, why are you in the organization? It makes no sense. Don't like it? Fuck off! That's going to be a resounding term you're going to hear continuously throughout a lot of these
question. Ranks. Okay. A lot of people have been pissed off about Ranks. Okay. They think in here looking at the Nidus project. They see the Anki got called Pharaoh. Oh my God. He has the name Pharaoh on there. Everyone's like, oh, that's a horrible name. What the fuck? Okay. Let's nail a few things down here just a little bit, okay? Let's nail down what it is I do, what it is that Guardians do, and what it is that Enki does. Okay, there would not be a website if it was not for Enki. The way the website was created, okay, was that I thought up Cult and started doing it on Rant Radio. It was originally going to be like a Rant Radio fan club kind of deal, okay? And I came up with all the clans and the dogma and all the fucking shit that I spout, my usual rhetoric, okay? And I have all that stuff. And then Enki goes, hey man, I'm going to make a page. And he actually made a page for it called Cult TV. I tell a lie, Rant TV. And in Rant TV, okay, he had all this shit, and then he's learning PHP 3, so he's like, hey man, I'm gonna create this fucking page. So he did, and for a long time, we didn't have a goddamn domain name for it, and then before you knew it, we're getting 500 hits a day, and he all of a sudden's got a full-time job, okay? He's gotta update this fucking page. It would cost us about $25,000 to have that fucking page professionally made, alright? The guy has put in more work than God, okay? So as far as I'm concerned, if I wanna give the guy who's in charge of all the code, I don't do all the code. I don't do any roster posts. Oh, I do the roster posting, so I okay them. But I don't make any of those vehicles. I don't do vehicle media submission. None of that shit. The Nidus project, none of that I'm involved with. I cannot code. I am useless at coding, okay? I cannot do it. Go book your post. Whatever. Fuck off, okay? That's the way it is. I can't code. So just fucking live with it. Now, if somebody goes like Enki, who has put almost as much work into fucking Cult as I have, okay, and he's absolutely received no recognition for it. All he gets is people emailing him saying, oh, this is broken. That's broken. When's this going to be done? Why don't I have ops? Why can't I post? Where's my posting rights? How long do you think I'd put up with that shit? Not very fucking long, I tell you, okay? So if you're going to sit there and say, well, I don't know what the fuck, you know, why does Enki get a title? Because I fucking say he does. Because he's done a lot of work and I think he deserves to be a fucking pharaoh out of the goddamn deal because he's in charge of all the coding. We could call him King Code. We can call him whatever you like, okay? Call him fucking Mardi Gras Superman Ober Dumbfuck. Who cares? The fact is, he is the guy who is in charge of the page, okay? Now, next thing, the virus manifesto. It's coming, fuck off. If I want to send it to Mars, I will, okay? Anybody's got a problem with the virus manifesto, it's in the mail. We got to keep this shit blind, okay? That's just how it works. This is all guidelines. It's not like people, you want to talk about dogma, it's not like people are going to follow my words like I'm the fucking son of God or something like that. That, okay? If people are not into what's being involved with, like, our ideals and shit like that, and they want to voice conflict to the ideas, do it from outside the organization. If you don't agree with Cult's ideas and Cult's guidelines, fuck off! We don't want you here! Go away! Okay? Because I don't have time. This is not a debate forum. This is a place where shit gets done. And I expect that if we're all going to come up with a good idea and we go to the mountaintop, then by God, it gets done! That's how it works! We're not going to sit here and fucking argue over who's right, who's wrong, the fairness of the issue. Fuck fair! Fair does not exist, okay? Fair is like a lie. Fair is something that's a human concept, you know, like the whole fucking animals getting eaten when they're sick and old. How is that fair? Is it fair the rainforests are fucking going away? Is it fair that Smokehouse lost his job due to corporate bullshit? Is it fair that just about everyone listening to this brainwashing has been fucked over by corporate structure? Is that fair? Is it fair there's a wage slave? So no, fuck you, fuck fair, okay? I don't care about fair. You can go sell fair to somebody else. Now, I've had some people say that I'm detached from the community. I'm not as involved in cults as I should be. Okay, I am not 14 years old. I do not go to school. I have a life outside of cult. Yes, guilty as charged, okay? Guilty, right here. I'm a guilty motherfucker, okay? However, I have invested actual dollars and cents into cult near the 2000 mark at this point, okay? So if people are sitting there going, oh, well, you know, Sean's never answering his emails, that's because I'm fucking busy, all right? I get back to you, okay? If I'm not getting back to you fast enough, too fucking bad, okay? Don't let it get fuck off. Go start your own organization, okay? Because I am sick of this shit. Be like, whoa, Sean, you're pretty mad about this. Yeah, fucking A, I'm mad about this. What is this Mickey Mouse shit? This shit started as a joke, motherfucker. A gag. It was the shit. And now, thanks to individuals who have taken onus amongst themselves and on themselves, we've done some fucking great things now. We've done some amazing fucking things. Not because of my word. Fuck that. They just thought it up and did it, okay? I am sure as shit not going to surround myself people more talented than I am and then tie them up with fucking red tape and dogma. Fuck that. Fuck you. I have no time for that. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get people that are better than I am and fucking turn them loose on the world. Give them a halfway decent set of clauses, a set of friends to work with, a fucking bunch of pics, JPEGs, and fucking fucking images they can spray paint on walls, and we're gonna fuck shit up. We're just gonna burn it. Fuck you. I have no time for that. And people are gonna sit there and say, well, Sean, you know, we gotta be fair and we gotta have all this happening. No, 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 no. Fuck all that. Fuck all that. You wanna do that? Join Greenpeace. Join fucking World Wildlife Federation. Sit around, have debates, and fucking make signs and protest. Fuck you. I'm lighting something on fire. Okay, next. We all joke about being violent terrorist organization. It's all in good fun, but this image can scare people away. Good! Fuck off! Be scared! We have skulls and shit on our icons, motherfucker! Okay? There's skulls everywhere! We are not a peaceful organization! We're shutting down child porn, okay? I'd like people who are gonna put up a child pornography site because they think they can make money to actually somewhere in their process of thinking within the next 5 years go, maybe that's not a good idea because there's these crazy cult motherfuckers who will come gunning for me and I hear they shut those guys down and bad things happen, okay? We're not really terrorists. We're not really terrorists. We're like rebels for justice. How's that? Is that politically correct enough for you? But fuck that, okay? People are saying there's a Klan logo, all this kind of shit. Yeah, whatever. We're the subculture, man. We're supposed to be underdogs. We're supposed to look like we're a bunch of fucking terrorists. The organization is called Cult. Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorists. How serious can you take that, okay? Come on now. Let's just fucking stay with the program. Now, I am completely into the whole idea of having the Guardians. The Guardians are going to happen. That is not a rank, okay? It is not a rank. It is a title. It's a huge difference. People do not report to Guardians. Guardians have no authority, okay? They don't sit there and say, I command the forces of Cult. No, 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 no. Guardians come to me and say, Sean, I want to be counted. I want to do some shit for good, okay? I like what's going on. I like what the Cult's doing. I like what we're doing. I came up with this awesome idea. I got five guys. We're dedicated to it. We want to put a Cult logo on it so that we're part of a larger organization rather than some grab-assed fuck a Mickey Mouse shit that's going to fall by the wayside because nobody knows our name. I want to be sanctioned by Cult. Can we be Guardians? We'll fucking do this shit. I'll talk to them, think it over, and if I think it's great, they get touched on the forehead, and that's it. They're fucking off and running like just fucking crazy rabbits on BZ compound, barking bees and shit while they're fucking eating carrots and doing cocaine. So what's going to happen then is that they then become Guardians. Once they're Guardians, they can do whatever the fuck they please, okay? But it's not like there's a rank structure, all right? Every organization has to be organized. That is why it's called an organization, okay? We all cluing in on this here? We are going to need people who are going to be running meetings and shit like that in small areas, okay? We are not going to be electing Guardians, okay? This is the Cult battle cruiser right here. Captain Sean presiding, first officer. Fuck you and your prime directive. We're not electing shit. That's why this isn't a militant organization. I say what goes, it happens, tits up. That's it. I just don't give a fuck. I'm not the guy sitting there. Don't think I'm power tripping here. Don't think I'm power tripping, but I will sure as fuck stand up and fight to death to prevent this thing from turning into some kind of red tape dogma goat fuck, which has destroyed every other organization. So fuck that. You don't like it? You don't like how cults, well, I don't know. Cults look scary. They're talking about lighting shit on fire, wiping their ass with Mona Lisa. I don't really know what's going on. You know, these guys, you know, they're shutting down sites. Maybe some of the shit they're doing is so legal. You know, I don't really know if I agree with that. Fuck you. Get out. Get out. Get the fuck out of cult. You don't like it? Leave. Okay? That's fine. I liked it before. It's not cool now? Fuck off. If you do like it and you're thinking, yeah, okay, I see your point, Sean. I see where you're going with this. I'm not about regulating anybody, but I sure as shit, I'm not going to let anybody get regulated either. I'm not going to let, fuck, if one guy has a good idea and everybody else disagrees with him, does that mean that idea gets canceled? No. Bullshit. That's not what cult was founded for. Cult is about individuals. Individual people. Like-minded people who do shit because they want to, not because they were elected to, not because it's a popularity contest. Fuck popularity contest, man. Fuck elections. Fuck all that shit. Democracy does not work, okay? It doesn't work in the original rant, all right? So that's how that shit works. So bear in mind, I'm not angry with the people who wrote me this email, okay? What kind of a fucking dink would I be, Dr. Pepper, what kind of a dink would I be if I sat there and said, yeah, give me some feedback, tell me your ideas, let me know what you think, and then they write it back, and I'm like, fuck you, I'll kill you, you cocksucker, I'll fucking shoot you in the face, you know? No, we can't do that. I absolutely understand where this guy's coming from, okay? I understand the ideas and viewpoints, and the people who are listening to this going, wow, Sean, you're like really fucking, you know, you're gonna like annex Poland in about 20 minutes, okay? That's all cool, all right? And if maybe, you know, you don't think cult's doing the right thing. Maybe you don't think the cult is going the right direction and it should be more, you know, electoral and fair and all that kind of jazz. Maybe, you know, you don't want to do that. Maybe you should just fuck off. Maybe leave, you know, take off and start another organization and run it your way, okay? But as it is, I started cult. I'm running it my way. You don't like it? Fuck off. And there's no, and that's not a threat. I'm not kicking anybody out. I'm not going to go kick people out because they think what I'm doing's fucked. I don't care. I don't give a shit, okay? But I've had a whole lot of people. Why did people join cult? I'll get back to that. I've had a whole lot of people. But why did people join cult? Because it's not Greece. Because shit is happening. Shit is happening every day. We are about organized chaos, all right? Cannot control the explosion. Cult is just like an explosion. It's a huge virtual explosion. The more you try to combine it, the more you try to suppress it, the larger the explosion gets, okay? Cannot stop what is happening with cult. It's a very, very powerful tool to have people working independently and working for their own goals that they think are cool, and then as the whole cult progresses. What other organization has had this kind of growth in 4 months? I defy you to show me an organization that has gotten as much accomplished in 4 months as cult has. Show them to me. Show me the fucking paradigm. Show me that model. Show me where it is that they can do that. Well, you know why it doesn't exist? Because we have one person running the ship. That would be me, because I started the fucking gag, okay? And when I'm gone, there'll be another patient zero, and what he says goes. You don't like it? Fuck off. I am not the leader of cult. I'm just the guy who decides a lot of policy. And my fucking policy is there are no elections and everybody's free to do as they want. That's my fucking policy. People are free to diss me. People are free to say Sean K's a fucking dink, but everybody else is free to kick their ass. How much more democratic do you want? Okay, that's about as democratic as you can possibly fucking get. Speaking of process and things that we can do and carrying along with, let's talk about Project 2517. Now, I got an email from a guy, okay, from Tenchi. Tenchi sent me this fucking email. And Tenchi, being rather astute little Dr. Pepper, he noticed that the rainforest click titles on Clearing Rainforest and ClearingLandmines.com, right? Well, they have a section called Donation Totals, okay? In the rainforest site, and interesting to note, there is a clause in the rainforest one that limits the liability of their advertisers to a maximum of 150% of the maximum clicks within previous 30 days, okay? Info under Be a Sponsor link. So one day we'll probably not be able to make much of an impact. We'd have to continue the push following the next 2 days to get anywhere with it, okay? I currently estimate the first day of action will count a maximum of about 125,000 clicks unless this be increased by someone starting earlier than September 1, okay? So the Clear Landmines site doesn't have clauses and only get about a maximum of 700 clicks a day at the moment. So, okay, there's an addendum to Project 2517. People are taking part of 2517, know what is going on, they're aware of what's happening, nothing's being posted anywhere, y'all know what I'm talking about, okay? We can start early, okay? If you want to start early, we're going to do it. We're actually going to start, I'm going to push that date back to, let's see now, push that date back to, let's not push the date back officially, okay? But if you want to make, the clause, fuck it, we'll push it back officially. Fuck that, make the decision right now. How many days are there? As of midnight, or actually 12:00 on the 30th of August, okay? The 30th of August is now the start date for Project 2517. The 30th of August is the start date. So if you want to start, we can make it more of a difference because that rainforest thing is shit. Now, clear landmines we can fuck around with. So what we're going to do is we're going to focus on the rainforest site for the 30th and the 31st. Come September 1st, we're going to fucking hit the clear landmine site and we'll be able to really smack the shit out of everything and we'll just maintain the intensity on both sites. That way we'll be able to make that kind of a difference there, okay? Definite fucking kudos for Tenchi for noticing this. Very, very, very cool. Very cool. Thanks for noticing. So we'll be making an addendum to that on the page. It's now starting as of 00:00 hours August 30th, and at which point we will then carry on from there and make all the fucking difference we can, hopefully in some kid's life so he doesn't get his fuck legs blown off, and if we all decide to have kids, they have some air to breathe. Now, after that, let's talk about one of my more favorite things that is something that's been great. You want to talk about something great that's been happening? Oh, God, this is fucking great. Oh, this is sexy. Okay, it seems that not only, now, according to what I've got here, cult has shut down 3 child porn sites. Doc, yes, it is true. 3 sites have been shut down. Nomad 316, hunted down a site himself. He gets a body count. Now, we're going to start a body count. As it sits right now, unless I am wrong, okay, because I got another email from someone, but they didn't put their cult name on here. I guess they just expect remember their name or some shit. But the name, the Nomad 316 has got one down here where he says that he found one. I'll just read you here. I've been getting a lot of these ICQ messages from some retard who could barely speak English the last couple of days now. Hello, my name is Lolita. I'm 20 years old. I live in a flat in Moscow, Russia. 1 year ago, my boyfriend, she took pictures of me and all my girlfriends. Gives a URL. Okay, by the third day, it was starting to really piss me off. So I ICQ the person and say, what the fuck's the deal with your site? Never went through, so I decided to go to the site. Since the Lolita was in the message, whatever, I'm going to try to get an email from the site so I could email, so he can mail them. La, 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 censor, 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 censor. Bullshit. So anyway, as the page starts loading up, huge fucking banner says, child porn starts to show up. I was like, what the fuck? So I hit the stop button, called the Center for Missing and Exploited Children, gave them some information that they need. An hour later, the fucker drops offline, and the site goes down shortly thereafter. But it was pretty goddamn amazing. Now, did Nomad 316 phone me up and say, hey, Sean, I want to make this a cult sanction thing, you know? Can I get approval from five gargoyles? Should we vote on whether or not we should attack this guy? You know, I want to make sure that we respond to this fairly. Fuck that! Nomad 316 sounded off like he got a pair and fucking just dropped the bomb on these assholes. Fuck you, Axe! That's it. You die. End of list. Okay, you fucking go. So, Nomad 316, he was one of the people, he was actually number three, but he contributed one to the cult body count. That is now an official term that will be in the rest of the brainwashings. If you have another addendum to give me and add on to the cult body count, let me know. Now, we got two in one here. Some guy, we dropped two other child porn sites. Now, I don't know who this is. He sent this to me. It was a forward from Stephen I. McCurry, was the guy who sent the email originally, and then it got forwarded to me from a Mr. Johnson. And he was, now you're probably listening to whatever cult member sent me this. I might be a decker. I don't know. Please forgive me. You didn't put your name anywhere on here, so I don't know who it is. I see your actual name here, but I don't want to say it over the airwaves for obvious reasons. So, Mr. Johnson. Greetings, Mr. Johnson. Both the websites listed are no longer there. Thanks for your hard work. Together we can make a difference in the life of a child. Take care and God bless. Stephen from COPS, which is some kind of anti-child blah. And, I know who that is. I know who that is. That's Zebulon, I believe. Yes, that's Zebulon sent me this. Okay, so unless I'm completely wrong here, somebody make sure they contact me. But, yes. So Zebulon is responsible for the other two deaths, which is http://sexychild.null.ru and another one looks like www.ziz.da.ru, both of which are Russian sites. So fuck you, Ivan. Okay, you can take child porn and get fuck off my planet. That's how that shit works. So right now, unless I'm mistaken, now I believe there was one other site that got shut down as well, but I have to await confirmation on that. But for the time being, I believe that other one, so the actual cult body count is at four. Four, because we had one site before that got shut down where I actually got the IRC log, and man, did they ever own that fucking box. Woohoo! Cult doesn't really need to have anybody regulate these guys, let me tell you. Decker Chaos was in there, he could have telnetted in. Fuck, he probably could have made the monitor explode. It was just scary how much control he had on that box. Dr. fucking Pepper. So, that covers that, and that's the child porn thing handled. Very fucking cool. I am not gifted verbally to convey to you how much I love this anti-child porn thing. I think that if nothing else comes of cult, if the whole goddamn thing turns to shit and everybody decides that I'm a fucking pinhead, then what I would like to see have happen is I would love to have the fucking cult turn into this big anti-child porn thing, and we just drop the fucking shovel on these assholes. You know what I'm saying? We just fucking sort shit out. Fuck you. Fuck your sanctions. Fuck all these assholes. Fuck no, the pursuit. We just find it, kill it. That's it. End of list, man. We're kind of dead. We're genociding on child porn perverts. That's what it is. The asshole. Now, another thing that's been coming out, okay, is the cult zine. Oh, the cult zine is fucking great. Now, they had a name for it. It was going to be called Culture Shock? Yeah, it's Culture Shock. Name of the mag is going to be coming out. Culture Shock. I'm working on memory here, so I could have fucked that up, but I believe that's what it is. Now, Project Beef of the Culture Shock Project. Cult the Zine is going to be on a monthly or bi-monthly internet magazine published by Soylent Zero and Zero Store, both of which are good guys, both of which are going to be guardians, and both of which keep me honest. It will include all topics ranging from hacking, freaking, security, electronics, social engineering, concert reviews, rants, stories, etc. It will be about everything and anything for cult members by cult members. Very, very cool, okay? More media. We need more media. That way, between brainwashings, you got something else you can look at, and we can get this ball rolling and really pick this fucker up. So eventually, it's not all just down on one person. It could be very cool. Very, very cool. And did I tell these guys guys to do this? No, they just came to me and said, hey, man, we want to do this. Do you want to sanction this and we'll do it? I say, yep, that's it. They're off and running. It should already be posted on the site. Okay. Sorry, by the way, that it took so long to get the fresh meat up this month. We're having some problems with the roster. I still can't edit some of the guys' names. Simplex is going insane. He, really wants me to update his goddamn ICU, and I haven't done it yet. I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry. But, I mean, I'm fucker, okay? What do you want? All right. But, no, as soon as it gets done, I have it in my to-do email list, and it'll get sorted out. I also have the first official Cult Sabbath meeting place, time, and location, okay? This is the first one. This is a milestone here, and it's from your friend and mine. It's from Gloom Bunny. Yes, yes, it is. Gloom Bunny, the crazy tit-wielding psycho, is holding a cult meeting. They're going to be held at the Gold Bar Coffee House every Monday at 5 p.m. It's going to be that way every Monday at 5 p.m. for 6 months. Okay, so for the next 6 months, every Monday at 5 at the Gold Bar Coffee House in Tempe, Arizona. How the fuck? T-E-M-P. Tempe? Tempo? Tempi? Mui Temp? Whatever the fuck. Temp, Arizona, on the corner of McClintock. What the fuck? What are fucking numbers? McClintock. Who the fuck named that? And Southern, okay? People from the Valley of the Sun will know what you're talking about. Okay, so it's the Gold Bar Coffee House in Tempe, Arizona, on the corner of McClintock and Southern. And every Monday at 5. So if you're happen to be in the neighborhood of the Valley of the Sun, you want to swing by, fucking hang out with some decent cult members, there you go. Mondays at 5 at that location. If you want to start something in your local neighborhood, and that's how easy it is. That's it. Yep, every Monday, I make a commitment just like Sean K does. He's going to do the shit on Sundays. Every Monday, we're going to this fucking place. We're going to have a meeting, talk about projects, ideas, things that we can do. Fucking run the meeting. Okay, Gloom Bunny's running that one. So that's how it works. If you want to be there, you want to sort it out. But, you know, if you're going to commit to doing it, then at least do it. You know, at least show up for it. Don't just be a dink and say, fuck whatever, and chicken shit out. Because that's a bullshit thing to do. Okay? If you're going to commit, fucking well follow it. Okay? And that's about it. Yeah, that's pretty much it for this issue of brainwashing, all 30 minutes of it. But you know what? I think it's a good issue, and this is entirely the purpose of the magazine, is which to nail down shit that is coming down the pipe. I have been, on a personal note, that's it for cult stuff. Let's talk about Sean K stuff just a minute here. I have been absolute bag driven this last 2 weeks. Matter of fact, 2 weeks ago I had a bad case of net burn. You know when you get net burn, when all you do is you're online all the time, you don't have anything else you ever do? You know what I mean? Like you have job, you have home, and you're on the net, like no shit, no word of a lie, for the last 4 months since this thing started, no shit, I have been online 15 hours a day, at least 15 hours a day, between 12 and 15 hours a day. To be fair, top end is 15 hours, okay? My job is such that I'm online all day anyway, and then I come home and I'm doing more shit online, and there's no fucking end of it. There's no end of it in sight, you know what I mean? And it's more and more shit being heaped on me. I'm still trying to get the clothing sorted out, oh my god, there's all this stuff. Plus, you know, there's 3 hours a day of fucking searching my daily parameters to find decent shit posts. People who post to the page. You want to know who's loyal to cult? A lot of people say shit, yeah, man, cult rules and all that. You want to know who's loyal? Look on the page. See who's been posting to the page. Those are the loyal people to cult, okay? All, you know, actions speak louder than words. Right now, we got some authorization problems, okay? Anki's got to authorize some people. But the guys who are sending me, you know, they send me links, they send me emails, say, yeah, man, I found this, okay? And it goes up on the page, because not everybody else and their dog has sent me the same goddamn link, okay? Because you can go to Slashdot, okay? Don't send me shit that's on Slashdot. I don't like putting shit that's on there on Slashdot unless it's already there. Let the Penguin Nazis do their thing, okay? I don't want to run, like, just another webzine. We want to make it so that if all the webzines have the same shit on there, what fucking good is it? Okay, you just go to one good webzine, and then you're done. That's it. Get all of them, okay? So what I want is I want to have something different. So you can hit Slashdot, you can hit Geek News, you can hit these awesome sites, and then you can hit Cult, and you still get fresh news, and you're an informed person able to make informed decisions. Okay? But anyway, I have been absolutely fucking burnt. I've just absolutely not giving a fuck. You know, where you're in that, you know, let's go out somewhere, smoke some shit, light something on fire kind of a phase. Yeah, well, that's where I'm at, okay? And it's been a really rough couple of weeks, so we're gradually coming around. Things are starting to happen. I'm feeling a lot better about some of the things that are going on in Cult right now. I'm feeling a lot better about the organization. Things are really starting to move. I cannot advise enough that people should be individuals and do their own fucking thing. And I hope I haven't really pissed a whole lot of people off. I don't really care if I have, but I hope that I haven't, because everybody who is in Cult, I consider to be a friend of mine, the same way that I wouldn't want to piss off my friend. But the fact is, I cannot allow for Cult to turn into some kind of fucking democratic bullshit thing, okay? That's not gonna happen. And if anybody doesn't like what I've said this issue, you know, because this is policy here, okay? This is how this shit works, okay? And if you don't like what's involved, called? Email me, say, hey, man, you know, I don't know. I'm not really comfortable with what's been happening with Cult. I think I should bail. You know, I'm not really sure I want to be associated with this. That's cool. No stress. I'm not going to speak badly of you. Fucking A. Go in peace, my child. Thanks for all your work, okay? But I have a duty, as far as I'm concerned, to make sure that the people who are tattooing the fucking Cult symbols on their body, guys who fucking cutting it into their flesh, okay? I have a responsibility to those guys to make sure that this organization's ideals do not fucking change so that that symbol that they put on their body doesn't eventually grow to be a lie or some kind of cancer they want to shave off. Because somewhere along the way, God only knows where, we lost what Cult was all about. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. Now imagine your pain is a white ball of healing light. That's right. Your pain, the pain itself, is a white ball of healing light. I don't think so. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time. This isn't a seminar, this isn't a weekend retreat. Where you are now, you can't even imagine what the bottom will be like. Only after disaster can we be resurrected. It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything. Nothing is static, everything is evolving. Everything is falling apart. This is your life, this is your life, this is your life, this is your life. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, this is your life, this is your life, this is your life. And it's ending 1 minute at a time. You are not a beautiful and unique snowflake. You are the same decaying organic matter as everything else. We are all part of the same compost heap. We are the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world. Bank account. You are not the clothes you wear. You are not the contents of your wallet. You are not your bowel cancer. You are not your grande latte. You are not the car you drive. You are not your fucking khakis. You have to give up. You have to give up. You have to realize that someday you will die. You are useless. I say, let me never be complete. I say, may I never be content. I say, deliver me from Swedish furniture. I say, deliver me from clever art. I say, deliver me from clear skin and perfect teeth. I say, you have to give up. I say, evolve, and let the chips fall where they may. Club. If this is your first night, you have